your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
You are about to experience the What in the Ham Sandwich show featuring Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, and True Asia. The issues dealt with on this show are very sensitive and you could be offended. If you like to laugh and you like to think, then stay tuned. Let's get them.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
What in the Ham Sandwich.
We sorry in advance, yo. Letting y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era tight fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a pole and lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the Ham Sandwich?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We are back. It is the What in the Ham Sandwich show.
That's right.
Back again.
You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. It's your boy, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Shaq Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy.
And I'm True Asia.
You know what I mean? And not for the boring, only for the daring, the What in the Ham Sandwich show. So risky.
That's
so
right.
Edgy.
That's right.
So forward thinking. You know what I'm saying? So creative and crazy. You know what I'm saying? And before we start anything, you know we got to do that foolish freestyle.
Yes, sir.
Who gonna start, yo?
You, dog. All day.
Yeah.
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 You know, I love the love. He loves me too. I don't need to care if he hit the barrel, boo boo. I know God, he is my friend. And I will be with him until the end. Talk about your save. You're out of love. $100 at the time, and Nicky did a hunk of bug. Nicky did a rebo with the Adidas. Jesus, come back. Sorry, we're gonna see ya. Cause I'm saved to the bone. And if you're a devil, I said, devil, then leave me alone. Cause I'm saved.
You've done.
Don't you know?
Listen up, people.
Word. Listen
right
up.
Now.
Here we go.
What you gonna do when you go to church? Get your money right. The preacher said you're gonna get a dirt nap. Hey,
hey.
Don't you know I play the drums? Everybody love when I go rubber dum dum. Don't you know the choir clock is stomping their feet? Everybody getting excited.
Uh-huh.
But don't you know one day I was playing the drums? And don't you know my stomach started hurting? I went to the bathroom, and you know what went go. But don't you know, it's all about the Ham Sandwich show. We're on the air.
Air.
Get your popcorn ready and them jujus. It's time to go to work, player.
Player. It's the What in the Ham Sandwich show. You know how we do.
Yes, sir.
We cut through the fat and give you the facts. Yeah, we're back. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, kiddies, for your cheering. We appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got a whole bunch of different people in here. Making a whole bunch of different noises just to show their appreciation.
That's right.
For the Ham Sandwich show. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I'm praying for you, Kanye. No.
Hey, yo. I just want to say this.
Oh, snap.
I just want to say this. If you want to see how somebody can really totally 100% destroy their career.
Yeah.
In about 10 seconds,
yeah.
Watch the Kanye West video.
That's right.
While blowing somebody else's career.
You know what I'm saying? While blowing somebody else's career.
Yeah.
Because Kanye West, realistically,
he's it right now, pop music.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
I know Jay-Z came out and it was big. I know you got T.I. and Jeezy and Chris Brown, all that type of stuff.
Right.
But Kanye right now, you know what I'm saying, is it.
Is it. He on top right
he's
now.
He's the man, but not no more. He on Jay Leno crying.
Yeah.
He looks bad.
Talking about he want to apologize, you know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, Kanye, you know what I'm saying? The Bible does say that pride comes before fall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big shout out to Chris Brown. Thanks for picking up that that Burger King trash for me. I threw it my window the other day. That's, I appreciate it. Thanks for keeping the streets of Virginia clean.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that.
And don't forget Muhammad.
What?
He'll be taking a dirt nap.
What you talking about?
On November 10th.
Oh,
the one who's shooting up all them people, Malvo and the boys.
Oh, yeah.
Execution. Is it Lee Malvo or something like that?
No, yeah. Malvo got life.
No, he got life.
Malvo got life.
John Henry Muhammad
or something like that. Okay, he's taking a permanent
dirt nap.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know November 10th. But he want to get clemency by Governor Klein.
You want to get clemency?
Yeah.
I hope that goes well for you.
I ain't lying. Exactly.
Tell Satan I said what up.
That's it. You can take your sniper gun to hell.
Exactly.
All day.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, anyway, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. Acorn, yeah. Fox News reports a fake murder story from Acorn.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Yeah.
Niggas embarrassing.
Yeah, Acorn has been, you know, they were the people that was tied to Obama.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't even know what these cats do. You know what I'm saying? There's some kind of... Like, whatever type
they
group.
They put like prostitution group where they protect prostitution. Press prostitutes, like
but they be killing people and and showing pimps how to, you know what I'm saying, how to make their prostitutes, you know what I'm saying, look like wives on tax and
income. Are you serious?
Yeah, so they be doing some crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I mean?
Did you watch the...
y'all need to be easy with that.
Did y'all watch the Shaq versus Michael Phelps?
Nah, how'd it go?
Michael Phelps beat the dog with <break, so. laughs>
Can Shaq swim though?
He do pretty good though. It was Michael Phelps versus three girls who won the Olympics and Shaq.
So, but he beat the dog biscuits off of him.
Yeah.
Well, too bad, Shaq. But the show is funny.
Yeah, go on YouTube. You can see he had a bikini shorts on too. What Shaq.
Looking bad stank.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The show is hilarious, so big shout out to Shaq.
Yeah.
Don't forget to call 757-325-9493. Go to that thehamsandwichshow.com. You know what I'm saying? Check us out. Call us. Leave us a comment. We'll be back.
What's poppin'? It's Jay Johnson. Holler at God because he's sure enough hollering at you. Don't matter what you've done. You know what I'm saying? He loves you just the way you are. So you come just like that. I got this joint for y'all. Here it is. Time's hard. So you keep the 4/5 tucked. And friends ain't friends no more, they get struck too. Mom's tripping, dirty pot kitchen. Raised on BT, she was out jigging. Pops was gone, a rolling stone. Schooled by the old head, so you hold your own. There's a crack in the barrel, we fix it all up. Rubber band wrap, money laces your apparel. In school, never did get A's. Always wanted love, never did get praise. Always wanted friends, but your address changed. What's really hood, no job, Section 8. You smoking weed now? Yo, spit that seed out, Speedy Gonzalez. I'm asking you to slow down on your andale, andale. Depth comes in many ways. Tight grip or a fondling. And Grim Reap be finding men. Following. It's bug what I see. I see men follow him. Like, hey, son, swallow this. Looking model, sis. But she is deadly as some hollow tips. Follow this. It's love and it's light. He's light and he's good. He's called Jesus Christ. Life ain't getting no easier. Walls in this world closing season, ya. Think nobody's seeing ya. Just call on God. I know time's hard, but it's possible. Your path has so many obstacles. God made you, who's stopping you? Just call on God. God bless. I rock, stand firm. Keep rocking that Jesus for us, the body. We need it, need it, need it.
Was tripping, but it felt so good. Forget my health right there. He made me so mad. I just had to hit him. Took vengeance on my own. Blah, I just had to get him. I know this is illegal, but I gotta make that guap to take care of my people. If it means ducking from cops, I know that car ain't mine, but I wanna joyride. Feel like hurting somebody ever since my boy died. See, I ain't wanna lie, but I ain't wanna get caught. I push it to the limit, just like Rick Ross. I shouldn't have stole that money, but hey, I was broke. Get a 9 to 5, nah, I'd rather sell dope. Could be a better father, but I like to hit the clubs. Plus my baby mama, she know what's up. I need to stop drinking, I need to stop smoking. Just pass me that bottle, go ahead and roll up.
Girl, she ain't looking at me. Uh-huh. Let her say something. And her shoes ugly. I wanna go to college, but I can't pay my tuition. No. Can't do fast food. Guess I'm resorting to stripping. Could be a better mama, but I like to hit the clubs. Plus my baby father, yeah, he know what's up. Drinking while I'm pregnant, girl, just pass me that bottle. I know I need to stop, guess I'll just start it tomorrow. Yeah, he ain't that fine, but he be making that money. So I'ma give him some, because I hate being lonely. Cause my kid's hungry, and I like to shop. I don't even like this dude, I know I need to stop. I know I told her business, but she made me mad. She's supposed to be religious, sleeping with her baby dad. So I cursed her out, yeah, and I told her mama. Girl, I'm crazy, I'm always starting drama.
Something kids, raised by kids. From a young age, I did things that would leave you with raised eyelids. And I'm amazed I live to tell about it. Well, without his grace, would I have made it out? I doubt it, which makes me wonder, why is it that young bucks are so quick to untuck the gun buck at someone just to have some fun? But this can't be undone. I'm staring at the youngin', and he had death in his eyes. He barely knows where he comes from, let alone where he's going. Why is he living like he's ready to die? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? USA, where the shells are peeled, they'll pelt you and help you out of your frame. They lead the league in murders, shoot for the triple-double, and won't snitch, they zip their lips quick, and if it's trouble, these cats will pull the clapper, they'll clap you and put your lights out. It started as a fight, then went right to pulling knives out. You got brothers that care more about a color than each other. Can't you tell we're slaves to sin? Fighting for their hood's turf because somebody did the wrong footwork. Guess that's just the days we're in. But I'm amazed by him. Cause while they taking life, he gave his life for his enemies. Then took his life back from the grave. He broke bread and gave that same life to his friends to be. That's purpose in living, purpose in dying, purpose in rising. I'm just letting you know, without purpose, life is worthless, but death is worse. So while you're living like you're ready to go, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to go? Are you ready? Let me know. Are you ready to go? You ain't ready, my homie. You ain't ready to go. Get ready. Get ready to go. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to go? Are you ready? Let me know. Are you ready to go? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to go? Then why you living like you're ready to go? You probably saw the passion of the Christ and thought that that was graphic. That shouldn't have happened to the Christ. But did you understand the sacrifice? And that that was the price for you and I to see the afterlife? Now if you saw the passion of the Christ and thought that that was nice, nice graphics and the actors had it right, and everything they showed was mad precise, but that was just the movie. You turned it off and went right back to life, and nothing really changed. You still think Christians are really strange, and you ain't really fazed by them. They come with all that preaching about the cross. You think it's kind of false. You doubt that Jesus saved from sin.
Back on the block, the Ham Sandwich Show.
We're back.
Sean Slaughter.
Yes, Cook, sir. Yes, sir.
Treasure. You know what I'm saying? Doing what we do. And, you know what I'm saying? Today's topic is an interesting topic because I think it affects all those who call themselves Christians and who say they love the Lord with all their hearts.
Uh-huh. With all their might and mind.
All their mind and strength.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody goes to church, but everybody ain't going to the same church. Everybody is worshiping.
Yeah.
But everybody ain't worshiping the same way.
Mm, that's right.
Everybody preaching, but everybody ain't preaching the same things or things. You know what I'm saying? Whichever one, you know what I'm saying, you want to, you know what I'm saying, make you feel good.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, why is that? It's because we have this thing called denominations. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're going to get into it. We're going to really kind of break down where denominations came from.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to highlight some things about denominations. You know what I'm saying? Now I think one of the things I'm going to begin to highlight is one of the obvious things is that I think that we're all drawn to is culture.
Right.
Of denomination.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so you have one denomination, and we kind of said this before. You have one denomination who, let's say they have you know, like membership classes, right? You know what I'm saying? And they have like an 8-week membership discipleship program.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got one denomination where pretty much you come to Sunday you know, four Sundays in a row, you're a member.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got one denomination who exegetes and hermeneutics.
Yeah.
And theological, you know, things.
Right.
And then you got another denomination. Yeah, baby. I don't know what the Lord told you. You know what I'm saying? And so you got differences. You know what I'm saying? And the one thing we have to realize, these differences aren't bad. It's just different.
Now, you say the word culture.
Yes, sir.
Ha. If you go a Baptist.
Uh-huh.
You got the deacon smoking outside in front of the church. You go, light that Jade up, ain't it? Like it ain't even nothing.
Is that white Baptist or black Baptist? There's a difference. Probably black Baptist.
Yeah. Yeah, all the black Southern Baptist.
No, white Southern Baptist. You know what I'm saying?
They might be drunk as a skunk going up.
You know
there.
What I'm saying? And ain't not one woman saying nothing from the pulpit.
Nothing.
Maybe announcements.
Yeah.
But you ain't preaching Nathaniel. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
All day.
Different cultures, different things. You know what I'm saying? True, I know you have found some information on denominations.
Yes, sir.
Can you give us a brief overview? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
On denominations.
Okay, first of all, denominations first started, because first this was the Catholic Church.
Okay.
Only existed.
Right.
And that was in the 16th century.
The Catholics, okay.
Right, the Catholics. And so what happened was the first denominations that split from the Catholics was the Protestants.
The Protestants,
and the reason
okay.
why the Protestants came about was because Martin Luther, you remember Martin Luther?
Big shout out to Martin Luther, that's
yeah.
my man.
Yeah,
Martin Luther, 99 tenets, go ahead.
He was 95.
Go ahead, keep it moving.
Well, Martin Luther, he challenged the Baptist Church, the Catholic Church.
Catholic Church.
Because he said that he was tired of the Catholics not allowing their people to read the Bible.
So basically, the Catholic Church was kind of teaching the people the Word of God, but the people weren't allowed to
actually find out for themselves. Have their own interpretations. And also, the Catholics would sell indulgences, which are also known as penances.
Mm.
So in order for you to repent for what you was doing, you had to pay for it.
Is that right?
And so Martin Luther,
that sound like
Martin Luther he didn't agree with that. And so that's when he wrote the 95 tenets, and then that's where the Protestants start.
Hey.
So that's the beginning of
sound like you're saying something else, but keep going.
And also the Catholics, you know, they argued, the people who didn't split with the Protestants, they argued that the reason why they thought that, you know, other people shouldn't have a right to interpret the Bible for themselves, because they wanted central regulations and central doctrines.
Okay.
You know, they thought it would be confused if everybody had their own interpretation of the Bible.
Okay.
Is that why the Catholic, the priest, they're not allowed to be married? Is that them?
It was just,
No, I'm talking about today.
What are you talking about? Is that where it came from?
No, the Catholic priests, are they allowed to be married?
Nah.
Oh, no,
Nah, cuz.
But then.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
But they're allowed to,
That's all that boy work going on.
That's not, you know what I'm saying?
It's a sidebar, but that's how you know it's unnatural.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you have, you know what I'm saying? If you have feelings towards a woman, you should be allowed to marry her. You know what I'm saying? And because they're stopping that, the perversion is, you know what I'm saying? Now they messing with little kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And even in the back of those days, you know, in the 16th century, if you wasn't a Catholic, you wasn't a Christian.
Really? And so the Protestants split because the Protestants wanted everybody to read the Bible for themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Have a what we call now a personal relationship with God.
Right. And because their relationship was with God through the priest.
Through the priest, which gave him mad power.
Power.
You know what I'm saying?
Then who brought Christianity over here then?
To America.
Yeah.
Well, Christianity was in Europe.
Right.
Yeah,
I
think it developed in Switzerland, actually.
Okay.
A guy named I have it here. I forgot his name, but it actually developed in Switzerland.
The concept of Christianity.
Right.
Germany.
Oh, Christianity went to Germany. Well, that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Because Martin Luther was German.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, Germany was a huge, you know what I'm saying? Was really big in, you know, the traveling of the gospel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then when it was reformed by Martin Luther, then it went to Switzerland. It was brought to America by a guy named Zwingli and another guy named Calvin.
Yeah, Calvin.
Calvin.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's we have the Calvinists. Calvinism. Calvinism. Yep. You know what I'm saying? We won't get into all that, though. Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, what's interesting about that is that this first major split, happened because of the Catholic Church. And now, to be honest, if you, go back maybe 120 years, a lot of the splits have come out of certain movements. You know what I'm saying? So you can go back to like William Seymour, back in the early in the 1900s, who was having these big revivals, and black people and white people was coming together worshiping all that type of stuff. And the revival was great, but after a while, I guess they was like, you know what I'm saying, we can't worship together. You know, right. Maybe black people like chicken. And the white people like, you know what I'm saying, pasta salad. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So they split.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And out of that came, I believe, the Assemblies of God.
Orthodox.
Church of God in Christ. Mm-hmm. Just different.
Jesus Apostolic.
You know what I'm saying? All that type of stuff.
Yeah, Protestant.
You know what I'm saying? And so you have so many different, now today, a lot of people, a lot of sinners are confused.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was confused for a long time because when I first got saved, I grew up in a Christian household. I didn't pay attention to that stuff. So I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, what's the difference between, a Protestant or a Catholic or, evangelist, not evangelist. We're not monks. You talking about, yo?
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? It's about monks. You know what I mean? We're talking about the Christian faith. You're talking about some old Buddha. You smoking that Buddha. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I gotta throw that out there, yo. Put a little twist in it, Shy.
He's like saying the word monks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't that joint sound like a hot pair of sneakers? You know
what I'm saying?
Nike monks.
Yeah. You know
what I'm get your play on, get your pray on.
Yeah.
Nike monks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I didn't really know what it means. I could see somebody going to church today and saying, what church do I go to? You know what I'm saying? What do I join? If I want to become a minister or preacher, do I do it for the Assemblies of God, Church of God in Christ, Church of God, Baptist, Presbyterian, you know what I'm saying?
Lutheran, Methodist,
Wesleyan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Saints.
Church of Latter-day Saints. You know what I'm saying? Church of Yesterday Saints.
Mormons.
You know what I'm saying? The Mormons.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which really is kind of a cult, but.
I know. They making it. Hey.
Hey, I feel you. They've made their mark.
Yeah.
They made their name. But when we come back, we're going to talk about this, you know what I'm saying? Some of the differences, especially of some of the major ones.
Right.
We're going to talk about some of the differences, and you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into it. So, it's the Ham. Check out the songs. DJ I Rock G's on the ones and twos.
Get them.
Yeah.
Holy Culture Radio. Banging. Christian hip-hop. And R&B.
Reminiscing when he listed age 18. Hug from proud dad said, son, make dreams. Remember who you are in Christ, he wiped your slate clean. Calling him on times of trouble, he's your day spring. Backhand to his face, blood on his canteen. He's awakened back to Iraq's sad scene. Taken hostage in the village of Hamadi. Dragged and beaten until his face looked like raw meat. Back on conscience, he thinks about his girl Constance and how she wanted marriage before this nonsense. He remembers her disapproval for signing up, but she said, I'll be right here, baby, when your time is up. Kick to the gut, waking up in a hut. Blindfold slips, he counts the men, 4, 5, 6. Saying, my God, they're setting up the tripod. Time is getting shorter. Here comes the camcorder. He recalls Sunday morning's devotions around the table. Him and his sister learning how the Lord is able. Aroma from the kitchen, mom's cooking, got him sniffing, ready to pray so he could dig it. Dig it, digging his own grave, a soldier to a slave, coming to grips, today could be his last day. Wonder if the squad and sergeant are okay, hearing grenades and practice rounds of AKs. Back in the deep sleep, he thinks about Cheap Pete in boot camp. would sell his mama's food stamps. That made him giggle just a little. 10K run, 0600 before grits hit the griddle. They put a poster behind him with some writings in Arabic. Position the lights, he couldn't handle it. In the corner facing east with a candle lit. A man prays over a sword, grabs and dangles it. He remembered like it's yesterday, blinded like with pepper spray. Pastor said, son, his grace is just a stone's throw away. He came face to face with his sinful state, accepted Christ in his life, he's never been the same. They position his head, the buttons red on the camcorder. They all pose, dropped him to his knees, can't stand for it. They gave a note to read and said it's mandatory. Denounce your God and you can live to tell the story. The joy of salvation at the age of 15, Spirit spoke in his heart. Recognize me as king. First verse he read, choose this day and you will serve. That's when he decided to join the army reserve. He then remembered the vow. He then remembered the vow. He remembers Roman 8 and 38 as a child. He looked dead in the camcorder, said Jesus is Lord. Looked at all six men and said, pick up your sword. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
People wanna know about a so devout God who got us rolling out a carpet for him. Make way for the king, Lord Jesus, the ruler, Lion of Judah, who take a doulas and make him a friend. They wanna know if and when did you begin, if you're him who's mad infinite, then you would be the infinite son. This would mean that you're God, this would mean you're in charge, cause only he was involved in what precedes Genesis 1. Why'd you come to the earth when you're not part of the earth, that you got ultimate worth and you plop into a mess? Why die for a people who got a passion for evil? Why let them lash you and beat you when you supply them their breath? I think the Savior would say you're right when you say the Creator's the only way to just straight up proceed. Genesis 1. We know the Father and Holy Spirit both did it, but John 1 says along with the Father and Spirit, it was the Son. He came to the earth with no stops, came to the earth with no pop, lived on the earth with no props. He's written the story, he died for a block, cause he's a God that is not gonna be clowned or be mocked. Trust me, he's getting that glory. So now we're kicking the truth in the booth. We like to spit cause it's few people who do this. Spirit really wanna get with y'all, who forsake money and places the sunny and stages with honeys just to rep the living God you should be checking for.
Hey, I'm just repping for a bill. I drop the message for a bill. I only wanna give you things that get you checking for a bill. I want you checking for my God. Hey, checking for my God. Hey, checking for my God. I want you checking for my God. I don't rap about my gear, rap about what I can steal, but I'd rather rap about the God that got to get you near. I want you checking for my God. Hey, checking for my God. Hey, checking for my God. I want you checking for my God.
People wanna know about my God and his forgiveness. Cass is holding at him, hoping I can get a witness. Cass is off they rackers, they knackers, we not tripping. When man's demanding answers, bro, we find them in the scriptures. I know they told you that God ain't really supposed to punish anybody, cause he loves them and they close, bro. He knows you, even if you hate him, he will hold you. I think it's time we see him better like a close-up. He does love us, man, but it seems we broke up. Sin brings a gap and it has to get closed up. He can't just let us off the hook, man, he shows us. His forgiveness is higher than him who died and rose up. His love is so great, he gave his son to save us. A free gift offered if you come and trust the one who changed us. We ambassadors us who rapping, so you get to know him. And bro, I go to get you open and check
it for him.
Praising me so worthy, but how can you condemn folk who ain't heard him in a
feel like they deserve life. But it's death that we deserve it, cause we've all rejected Christ. Man, the world's full of murder, got your lies, got your hate. It's the one that God ain't take the world and crush it in the face. Man, it's mercy God showing what a man's in his cell. Doing 25 to life, but he'll never go to hell. Cause he gave his life to Jesus when we know that he deserved. It's been forever distant from the God who made the earth. Man, mercy's when a person don't get what they should. Like I should've got death, but instead I got it good. So if you're thinking God's wrong, cause he's perfect and he's just remember that we all should be crushed. You check the phone.
I dropped a message for him. I only wanna give you things that get you checking for him. I want you checking for my God. Hey, checking for my God. Hey, checking for my God. I want you checking for my God.
Why the hood won't open their eyes? Why cats on the block all the time selling coke till they die? And why thugs smoke dope in they rides with illegal guns tucked under the seat? Why they hoping to slide? Why thugs keep blazing their guns till they catch fiery lead and they baby mama raising their sons? Why at his funeral they'll never say what he done? Why they don't keep it real? He was a slave to the funds. Why rappers keep lying to youth? You ain't really rich, you in debt. Why you keep denying the truth? And why you gotta get high in the booth? Yet you do a song without getting twisted? What you trying to prove? And why they got a school just for gays, B? Then they want God to protect the soldiers. Man, they must be crazy. Why they don't see that lust is slavery? Parents that condone it give Satan permission to crush their babies. Why we don't see the end of the strife? Why you blame God for pain and suffering when there's sin in your life? And why you still big pimping despite the fact you married, bringing home STDs and put them into your wife? Why he iced out and he got the flavor of his car with no high school diploma and he stayed with his moms? Why he don't see what his family need? Why his kids sing to every song on the radio but can't even read? They took God out the educational system. So why when disaster strike, they telling us to pray for the victims? And why if it's Victoria's Secret that every 15 minutes they commercial try to lure me to peep it? Why young girls acting like skeezers make a bad decision then they partially extracting the fetus? Why you ignore the fact that you need this? The answer to that and all of these questions is the absence of Jesus. That's why. That's why.
We're back.
Back of the block. Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog.
Yes, sir.
True Asia. Talking about denominations, where they come from, why do we have them, you know what I'm saying?
And can I say one thing?
Go ahead, dogs.
Now, you know what I'm saying, you got a trillion denominations and beliefs.
Right.
From people, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how you take one Bible and create all these denominations, yo. But what? Anyway, that's a different story.
But that's good. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Before a person join a church,
right,
they want to see the doctrine book.
Okay.
Because you got some church don't believe in earrings, makeup, they don't believe in women pastors. So they pick churches where if they can do the things they want to do.
So you want to wear a big old hoop earring,
yeah,
and you're a big 350-pound burly brusky band,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Pick a church like that,
right. Yeah.
Because some churches don't allow dreads,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Clean cut, no earrings. You got some churches say they baptized in Jesus' name, and then some churches baptized in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You got stuff like that,
right? You got some churches that believe in full immersion,
yeah,
like you got to be all the way in the water,
or they sprinkle you.
Or some churches believe in just sprinkling. You know what I'm saying? Like a little taste on, you.
And don't forget, chameleon now. They don't want to get the real wine like the Catholic people do.
So, yes.
They give you grape Catholic, juice.
You know what I'm saying? You be up in there.
Grape juice.
Toasty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You
get warm.
You get warm.
Yeah.
Your throat warm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These other cats, they give you grapefruit juice. That's been sitting in the church refrigerator for 8 months.
Oh, okay. You know and fake bread. Tastes like paper.
Church is like cardboard. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
That's right.
Tastes like poster board.
You right, though.
You know what I'm saying? And so you got these different things. Let me highlight a couple of different things.
Okay.
Like the Baptists, you know what I'm saying? And that's good. Doctrines. Your doctrine is almost like, besides believing in Jesus.
That's right.
Besides believing in God.
Your own belief.
Besides believing in the cross. Besides believing in the Bible. This is what you interpret certain things or you feel. You add to certain things to it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you write a handbook.
You write your own handbook.
That's right. So you got the Bible. This is what the Bible say, and then you get the handbook.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, for instance, the Baptists, their doctrine, they don't have any creed. The true church is of believers only who are all equal. They believe no authority can stand between the believer and God, and the Baptists are strong supporters of church and state separation. You know what I'm saying? So you might have a lot of Baptist Republicans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The Church of Christ, disciples. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's different than the Church of Christ. Well, you know what? Let's not even do Church of Christ because I don't know what they about. You know, I don't know y'all cats.
I don't, me either.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't charting. Y'all ain't charting the top five.
Ain't putting up numbers.
You're
not putting up numbers. Y'all get skipped.
That's right.
Pentecostals. You know what I'm saying? They have simple traditional beliefs, usually Protestant, with an emphasis on immediate presence of God and the Holy Spirit. Once confined to lowercase holy rollers, Pentecostalism now appears in the mainline churches and has established middle-class congregations. So Pentecostalism is really what we kind of see today. You know what I'm saying? And it crosses a couple of different, denominations, but mainly Pentecostalism is kind of what we see. You know, a lot of huckabucking,
and
shouting.
And if you was Pentecostal, normally people who was Pentecostal back in the day was poor.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know what I'm saying? People. And their practice, a Pentecostal, how you know you're a Pentecostal church? Loosely structured service with rousing hymns and sermons culminating in spiritual baptism.
And now, they look old-fashioned.
Now,
they wear white and black.
Now, look, that was written from a very educational perspective, all right? Let me go ahead and break it down what he's saying. First, he says loosely structured service. Everybody late.
Anything goes.
Right?
Service on look, 10, they get that 10:45.
Rousing hymns and sermons. You know what I'm saying? Mad shouting, screaming, spitting.
Yeah.
Talk about, they're shouting on the announcements.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We saw the cats after church.
Praise God, saints! I said, praise the Lord, saints!
Yeah.
Now y'all ain't saying nothing. Praise, they didn't start the huckabucky going on. You know what I'm saying? This is what you hear. Hey! You know what I'm saying? A lot of that going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Culminating in spiritual baptism. You know what I'm saying? Huckabucking, people shaking, quaking, falling on the floor, spitting up and all that. You know what I'm saying?
And it's hot. They ain't got no AC.
I come to the church, I ain't got no AC, yo. Y'all believe that AC is of the devil? You know what I'm saying?
Joker's hair sweating out. Everybody musty. Everybody got their shoes off.
You know what I'm saying? Shoes on.
Somebody shouting. Everybody holding hands while the man shout in the middle. You know how they do.
The shout circle.
Yeah,
the shout circle.
The ring shout.
You know, it's like trying to keep the hurricane contained.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because some people be shouting, be hitting people in the face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they go bust.
Smacking people. they goes bruh. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it moving. You got Episcopalians.
Right.
And let's see. Their some of their practice, formal, is based on the Book of Common Prayer, updated in 1979. Their services range from austerely simple to highly liturgical. All right?
Which is born as five.
And you go to Episcopalian service, you know what I'm saying? Bring the iTunes with the FM radio in it, yo. You know what I'm saying? Get that.
They got the pipe organ.
Get that. You know they got the freaking 30-foot pipes. You know what I'm saying? Pipe organ. They might not have a drum set.
No, they don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Pipe organ all day.
Yeah. Maybe piano.
Yeah.
They might not have got to the bass yet. You might see a harp.
Real talk. And then at certain times of the hour, the bell rings.
You know what I'm saying?
You know the big bell that's sitting on the top of the church.
And that's, look, let me tell you something. If that service started at 10 o'clock,
it's going
to about 10:45.
Bye-bye.
You in the, at 10:45, you pull out the parking lot.
10:45, you are a go to corral.
Be in your thing.
Preacher is gone. There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Ready for kickoff. You know what I'm saying? Their doctrine is based on scripture, the historic creeds, which includes the Apostles, Nicene, Athanasian, and the Book of Common Prayers, ranges from Anglo-Catholic to Low Church,
right,
with Calvinist influences. Jehovah's Witness. Meetings are held in kingdom halls and members' homes for study and worship. Doctrine, God by his first creation, Christ will soon destroy all the wickedness. 144,000 faithful ones will rule in heaven with Christ over others on a paradise on earth. I always want to ask a Jehovah's Witness this. Right now, there's probably about, I don't know.
There's over 3 million Jehovah's Witness.
3 million Jehovah's Witness. Only 144,000 going to go.
Some of y'all ain't getting in.
Is it going to be like a UFC fight to see who get in? Is it going to be, are y'all shooting rock, paper, scissor? You know what I'm saying? Only 144,000 supposed to go to heaven.
I think that's just started with that. You know, they didn't have any, and that was like their foundation. And then when they started growing, it's like, Dad, we got to change that number.
Dad, we got to change our numbers. And plus, I believe it was Jehovah's Witness. It might have been Jehovah's Witness or Mormon. You know what I'm saying? They both cults. But one of them believed that the world was going to end in the 70s.
Jehovah Witness.
You know what I'm saying? And that didn't happen. And so I think he updated his prophecy. You know what I'm saying? He put a Twitter update. That ain't happened.
Updated his status.
You know what I'm saying? So now, but if you're a Jehovah's Witness and you have faith in that prophecy,
embarrassing.
You can't just renege.
One thing about Jehovah's Witness, though. You
can't be a renegger.
What?
One thing about Jehovah's Witness.
What?
They go witness.
They goes hard.
They go hard, son.
You may hate seeing at your door, but you see him at your door.
But my question is, if you only get 144,000, why are you still witnessing?
Why are you still, exactly. My point, exactly. Ain't witnessing going against the doctrine? You know what I'm saying? Because only 144,000 going in.
Yeah.
You need to start murking some fellow believers. You know what I'm saying?
And they don't believe in nothing. They don't celebrate birthdays.
They don't celebrate birthdays.
They don't celebrate birthdays, Christmas. They don't celebrate no holidays.
Wow.
But they drink, though.
They drinks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If only 144,000 go, y'all need to start putting pipe bombs in Saints cars. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to start cutting brake lines and all that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Hey, go to the Church of God in Christ, y'all.
Church of God in Christ. I think Church of God in Christ is under the Church of Christ. You know what I'm saying? Because these are kind of the major denominations, and the Church of God in Christ.
Oh, everybody start breaking off.
Break branches.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Branches.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Well, look.
Sub-denominations.
Check it out. We run out of time. We're going to do the Church of Christ when we come back. And hit you with a thunder mower. Ham.
Hey, what's up, boo?
Nothing, Dad.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I bought you that new flipper key, girl.
What? Yay! Daddy, thank you. Flipper key, my dog, man. I can't wait to listen to this. My friends are going to love this.
Yeah.
It's a jam, huh?
Y'all ain't ready for this right here. Oh, I get paid. I get high. Till I die.
Yeah,
I don't want no job, just rims and some platinum tins with diamonds in them.
Yeah.
50 carats in my air.
Woo.
Girl, cause I'm the pimp of the year.
Yeah, you is.
They call me Flipper K. You know why?
Yeah.
Because I flip a K. No lie. Ripping the band 600, always blunt it. The kids love me. I get paid. I get high. Till I die. Yeah, I get paid, I get high, till I die. It's your boy Flipper Kate. You know what I mean? America's role model. Killing a neighborhood near you. Yeah.
Party.
Yeah.
Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. This too is meaningless. Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is. Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never. Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. This too is meaningless.
In the crowd of people, you can hear your name screamed. How does it feel to live another man's dreams? Wall Street crimes, pimp street schemes, ill-gotten gains, but you can't resist the cream. I've seen families at funerals get ill for numerals. And for those decimals, they'd take you to the vestibule. And for that thriller, they'd deceive our children. Gangsterize babies, lock them up in slave wages. And for that payday, they'd scheme in the evil way. Racist red line, make us overpay. Triple A, overplay, double play. Evening in the midday, freaks come out at night. But now they walk the track all day if y'all pay. And the truth be told, for that money that flows, we'll fleece the foes so we can lease the roles, upgrade the clothes, custom make the roles. And all the while we lose the soul.
Big business make the dollar, big prison make the dollar, big pimping make the dollar, Babylon make the dollar. Don't lie for the dollar, don't steal for the dollar, don't kill for the dollar, don't kneel for the dollar. Big business make the dollar, big prison make the dollar, big pimping make the dollar, Babylon make the dollar. Don't lie for the dollar, don't steal for the dollar, don't kill for the dollar, don't kneel for the dollar.
Overseas they make jeans for less than 10 cents, and with a name brand profit 100,000%. Does that make sense? Nah, that makes dollars. The same greed that enslaved children and brothels, corrupt city councils, mislead civic leaders, blind the eyes of pimp pastors and preachers. With federal funds they compromise with their teachers. Now more than ever we can't forget the words of Jesus. You can't serve God and a dollar, you might eventually make God a dollar. The gain the world but lose your soul, witness and profit. Especially when you stand before God, he ain't concerned with your profit. So
big the business make the dollar, big prison make the dollar, big pimping make the dollar, Babylon make the dollar. Don't lie for the dollar, don't steal for the dollar, don't kill for the dollar, don't kneel for the dollar. Big business make the dollar, big prison make the dollar, big pimping make the dollar, Babylon make the dollar. Don't lie for the dollar, don't steal for the dollar, don't kill for the dollar, don't kneel for the dollar. Big business make the dollar, big prison make the dollar, big pimping make the dollar, Babylon make the dollar. Don't lie for the dollar, don't steal for the dollar, don't kill for the dollar, don't kneel for the dollar. Big business make the dollar, big prison make the dollar, big pimping make the dollar, Babylon make the dollar. Don't lie for the dollar, don't steal for the dollar, don't kill for the dollar, don't kneel for the dollar.
It's the Ambassador Cross Movement, and it's time to get your praise on.
I understand something. Every time it's time to chop, chop. Seems like everybody get all sleepy now. But you don't want to hear me?
Well, you walking away.
It's the Ambassador.
I ain't finished. I ain't
come
make
on.
My point.
Come on, let me make my point, man.
You think I talk a lot? You like what I talk about? You can get up in you and then you can really work it out. I'm hoping you listen. This is nutrition. You and God, how's that for a new vision? Girl, he just got a hair and a nail did. But come here. So shorty plus one on the side, but I'ma tell him about the one who got one in the side. Some like it hard hitting, some like the raw spitting. I like them both when they yoke to what with God's written. The Father exalted the Son, we should all kiss him. He's risen, he's Lord of all, not just of all Christians. This is all missions, this is all fishing. It's good news for you, no more politician. You're free to drink from what the normal boss missing. Living water, you give the order, I start mixing. Wait, there's nothing to mix, there's one ingredient in Jesus and nothing additional. But what's the medium? The draws, and though he's the boss, he still was a obedient. But after the gravy, stand up like a comedian. So if you see me or you just put your CD in, I pray my networks, whether MTV or TBN, know the holy can't relax this standard. But you can be ET, there's been access granted.
You think I talk a lot, but what I talk about can get up in you and then you can really work it out. I'm hoping you listen. This is nutrition. You and God, how's that for a new vision? Girl, he just got a hair and a nail did. But come here, can help you know what the nails did. And two keeps a shorty plus one on the side. But I'ma tell him about the one who got one in the side.
Man, I can't.
can't grasp it. I was laying half dead. What am I saying? Half dead? I was in a casket. Been a fantastic. God was interested and showing grace, so he gripped me like things ain't crafted. Now I'm a little writer, just a little writer. I eat and repeat the words, so I'm a little biter. I got a little fighter, just a little fighter. The flesh is tricky though, it can throw a little slider. Last year it was clear I was a little lighter. Grace got my weight up, I got a little height up. But can't get all hyper, cause once I lost sight of the fact the flesh doesn't rest, it pulls an all-nighter. And he knows me well, and he shows me well. Let's just say next scene I'm in a cozy cell. But I dropped the knee, so hip-hop can see. Sin's got the lock, but God's got the key.
You think I talk a lot, but what I talk about can get up in you and then you can really work it out. I'm hoping you listen, this is nutrition. You and God, how's that for a new vision? Girl, he just got a hair and the nails did. Come here, I can help you know what the nails did. Dude keeps a shorty plus one on the side, but I'ma tell him about the one who got one in the side.
Yeah, give me a minute, I know you'd rather be entertained, but this is the illest stuff to ever enter your brain. The Lord too huge for the universe to contain, but he reduced himself to use of a human frame. Consider Christ substitutionary sacrifice, the bitter price of the fruit, the very wrath suffice. The victorious resurrection in the empty tomb, the sect that he left to spread his message and wreck his throne. But I'm just one of them, nowadays there's a bunch of them, and some are fronting, but he's sending us for you to come to him. Kingdom representatives, call us ambassadors. We happen to be rappers, but that's not even the half of us. Our God gets his props with our lives and lips, and not just the fly gifts that he drops us. I know his lofty stuff, and my time is up. But catches a 17th and diamond, and we can chop it up.
You think I talk a lot, but what I talk about can get up in you, and then you can really work it out. I'm hoping you listen. This is nutrition. You and God, how's that for a new vision? Girl, he just got a hair and a nail stick. But come here, I can help you know what the nail stick. And you keeps a shorty plus one on the side. But I'ma tell him about the one who got one in the side.
You're my man. You feel that?
Was affected, molested, that's what sex did. Most dudes like me are destined to molest kids. I was a child while he had sex with me. Why would a grown man start molesting me? But the Lord came down, resurrected me. At the age of 15, he rescued me. He loves me so much, he's correcting me. A lot of times my past has affected me, cause I grew up perverted and sexually. Like Alex Trebek, my life was in jeopardy. My abuser was guilty, had nothing left. So one day, he grabbed a gun and shot himself to death. Been looking at my life and all the fights I fought, and praying for some help as I write my thoughts. Cause when I feel depressed, I need to repent and realize that the joy of the Lord is my strength.
But my spirit rise up and my flesh stay down. My spirit rise up and my flesh stay down.
Back on the Block Ham Show.
Back on the block. Great topic.
Great topic.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? Putting in that study work.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Giving y'all some facts.
And I bet you y'all don't get this teaching at the church.
Unfortunately. At the church. You know what I'm saying? But like we were saying, we were alluded to the Church of God in Christ, which falls under the Church of Christ, which has...
Does it? I thought it falls under the Pentecostal. Church of God in Christ.
It's huge. It's the largest black organization.
Sure.
I think it falls under Pentecostal.
You think so?
Yeah.
Under Pentecostals?
Yeah, I think I read that on ChristianFacts.com.
Okay.
You know what? She right.
It's under Pentecostals. Pentecostals. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, let me get a Church of Christ anyway. You know they ain't putting up no numbers. The Church of Christ tries to avoid any rites not considered part of the first century church. Some congregations may reject instrumental music. Yeah, you're right. That definitely ain't Church of God in Christ.
No, that's not.
Because... Church of God in Christ be putting out some musicians.
They got the greatest musicians, Sean.
If you watch a Jay-Z show, Mary J. Blige show, you know what I'm saying? Any one of these great artists, I guarantee you.
They are.
At least one member of that band is Kojic.
Or half.
or what do you mean?
Half of them are.
Or half Kojic.
Yeah.
I got, they grew up in Kojic.
Yeah.
They got parents that's Kojic. They got grandparents that's Kojic.
Yeah.
It's one of them. Them dudes they got, the Kojic is like a musician factory.
That's all it is.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all it is.
You know what I'm saying? They produce musicians.
The largest black organization in the world. They so big, they got jurisdictions, man. That's how big they
are. That's crazy, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so the Church of Christ, simple New Testament faith, avoids any elaboration, not firmly based on scripture. You know what I mean? So it seems like they're kind of first century kind of people.
It said not basically built on scripture?
No, it says, well, for the Church of Christ?
Yeah.
I just scrolled up.
You said that?
No, I ain't say that, dog. You gotta clean your ears, dog.
I thought that's what you read, sir.
Nah, it says, let's see, a simple New Testament faith avoids any elaboration not firmly based on scripture.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
And so here's the question. Is it okay to have many denominations? You know what I'm saying?
And the question also is, who's right?
Who's
the Bible's right. Because
everybody say they right.
Everybody say they right.
All day.
And everybody say the other one going to hell.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, let's put it like this. I heard a great quote from Ravi Zacharias. And he said it like this. Unity.
U-N-I-T-Y.
Does not mean uniformity. Let me say that again. Let me go and say that again. Unity.
Uh-huh.
Unity.
Uh-huh.
Does not equal uniformity. What does uniformity mean? The root word of uniformity comes from uniform.
Yeah,
uni.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Looking the same.
That's
good
right.
At McDonald's, everybody got the same uniform on.
That's
they all
right.
Look the same.
That's right.
Everybody does not have to be the same, you know what I'm saying, in order to be one.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's the first issue, okay? Here's the second point. Second point is, it's okay for people to express themselves differently to God as long as the foundation is secure. All right? So let me put it this way. If I build a building on a firm concrete foundation, and let's say the foundation is secure, but there might be something in the building, like maybe the wallpaper or, you know, the flooring or the decoration you don't like. It's okay not to like the decoration as long as the foundation is secure.
Right.
Because if the foundation is secure, I don't care how nice the wallpaper is, the building falling.
Right.
Right.
So what's the foundation? Here's the foundation. Number one, God exists. Number two, he got a son named Jesus Christ.
Right.
Came to this earth. You know what I mean? Died, took a dirt nap for us.
Yep.
Stretched his arms wide on the cross.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Excuse me. Before I get to number two. Number one, God is on this earth. Number two, he created us. Number three, we disobeyed God and we sinned.
That's right.
Okay? You know what I'm saying? God has an adversary called Satan.
Right.
That sin, you know what I'm saying, made us far from God. It caused a separation. So he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be the bridge, the atonement.
That's right. The sacrifice.
The sacrifice.
That's right.
So that our relationship with God, because God can't stand sin,
that's
and
right.
Sin separates us.
That's
so
right.
In order for us to come to God and have a relationship with God, we needed somebody to atone for our sin. We needed somebody to pay for our sin.
Right.
We needed a bridge to walk over to get closer to God.
That's right.
And Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Mm.
Just happened to be that bridge.
Amen.
He came and died on the cross because, you know, in order for your life to be saved, another life had to die.
Right.
That is what Jesus instituted. Back in the day, you know, there was cows and goats and stuff, and they had to die because the blood is the lifeline of any human being
right.
or any animal.
Right.
If you suck the blood out, the person dies.
That's
you know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So blood equaling life, Jesus had to die and had to shed his blood.
Right.
They don't want to hear this. They had to shed his blood. Because unlike the cows and the goats and the sheep and the pigeons whose blood dried up, a.k.a. their life dried up,
uh-huh.
Jesus' blood remains fresh forever and ever. And so, his blood, a.k.a. his life,
right.
We receive his life. We receive this saying, yes, we believe you died on the cross for me. I believe in you. I believe in God. You know, I believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe you're coming back one day, and you died on the cross, made me right, and made me righteous, and made me in good standing with God. Right. I can cross that bridge and go see God because he don't see sin no more. He sees you. He sees your blood. He sees your life, your lifeline,
right,
as it were.
Right.
These are the foundations of Christianity.
Now, look.
There's a heaven and there's a hell.
That's right.
Now, from that point, if you believe that,
then who?
Yeah. You're going to heaven.
Yeah. And my thing is this, dog. Majority of all those peoples, majority of all those denominations.
Right.
Majority of them, if it's not all, I know there's a couple of them that don't, use the Bible, son.
Use the Bible. For what?
Yeah. They read out the Bible.
They read the Bible, but it's the interpretation.
Right, right.
Now here's what the denominations.
Right.
Denominations is an extreme focus.
That's right.
On one aspect of Christianity.
That's all it is, yep.
So somebody extremely focused on the spiritual gifts.
Right.
Some people extremely focus on reverence to God. Some people extremely focus on
the way
being a disciple in missions.
The way we live.
You know what I'm saying?
According to the Bible.
Right.
Some people, well, the way you live really is based on how hard you focus on certain aspects.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people focus on the tongues. Some people focus on, there's different extreme focuses. And basically, they take one aspect of the gospel and they build a whole house around it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And forget the other stuff.
And I think that's why, I think that's why a lot of churches are so separate today.
That's yep. right.
You know, they can't come together to do nothing.
That's right.
You know, and the community suffers for it.
Yep.
You know, you have a church on every corner.
You're right.
You got a church, many churches that you got liquor stores.
Yep.
That's right.
And the churches yep. are so separate, they can't even come together because we're Baptists and we're Assemblies of God and we're this and we're that. So you can't even come together to communicate, you know, so everybody believes in the same God, right?
That's right. All day.
And here's what's crazy, though. Here's what kills me. You know what I'm saying? The reality is, if you believe in tongues, right? If you believe that everybody should speak in tongues as soon as they get saved, right? And I believe that tongues is a gift that's given by God, and maybe some people have tongues and some people don't have tongues. That should not make us at war with one another.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That should not make us enemies.
That's
because
right.
we believe in Jesus and God. You know what I'm saying? It's just the different interpretations.
You're right, because this how you know denominations are so important to these church people today. I call them church people.
Denominations over Jesus.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why.
Me and Sean, I invite Sean to my church. The first thing, Sean invited me to his church. You know the first thing they ask? What's your denomination? Am I right or wrong?
Not what you believe in.
What? Not what you believe in. What is your denomination?
Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for you?
And when you tell them, oh, I can't go to your church.
And denomination.
That's a crying shame.
That's not in the
Bible.
That's
a shame.
And that's not in the Bible.
It ain't even biblical.
It ain't even biblical.
And even in 1 Corinthians, God says, y'all should not be divided.
That's right. And that
might have been the thunder.
And the Bible said, oh, upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. He said, these churches.
And Jesus said, let them be one
yeah.
as we are one.
That's right.
We're going to come back with last words, man.
Holla.
Y'all get on my nerves. Here is your Ham playlist.
Your first song was by Jay Johnson. It was a freestyle, exclusive freestyle by DJ Outrock Jesus. Second song is Flame, Bad Ain't Good. Third song in the first mix set is Fanatic, Ready to Go. Second mix set starts with Mark J, Tumbling Down. Second song, The Ambassador, Checking for My God. And the third song was Jazz, Why. Last mix set was a Flipper Key skit. The second song was The Mad Prophets, The Dollar. Third song was The Ambassador, Talk a Lot. And the fourth song was Switch D, Still I Rise.
And that's about it, y'all.
Great.
You know what I'm
saying? Great.
Great.
Another shutdown nation.
Yeah, that was
shutdown
a great
nation
show.
Of Islam.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? For all y'all, just a last word. Don't get mad, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're doing something and you feel that's important for your Christian walk, fine.
Right.
But don't try to push that on other people.
That's right.
Acting like that's doctrine.
That's right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or acting like this is what God said.
That's what the Bible said.
No, this is what man said.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And whether you use the Bible to even get that interpretation, the reality is, you know what I'm saying, you could be post-tribulation, pre-tribulation, tongues of gifts, or tongues of the evidence of the Holy Spirit. Whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, those don't really matter about salvation.
That's right.
That's just stuff that we fight on the inside of the church.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And keeps the sinner man out.
All right. Day.
You know what I'm saying? So don't make a mountain out of a molehill.
Mm. Right.
As they say. And don't major on the minors. You know what I'm saying? Keep the main thing the main thing.
That's right.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Woo. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to wrap that up. Don't forget to check out thehamsandwichshow.com. Give us a call. Leave us a comment. 757-325-9493. It's your boy, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Shaq Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy.
And I'm True Asia, and the quote of the day is, if we practice separation on earth, so shall we be separate when we die. Surely the angels in heaven are separate from those burning in hell.
We appreciate. We appreciate.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Jesus, Mary J. Fly. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 ABCDFG. We appreciate y'all listening to What in the Ham Sandwich?
Peace. One.